Now, relax as deeply as you can. But now, by now, if you've been through once before and this training is being repeated, you've probably already landed with a particular focus on sense memory. Are you caressing yourself for me? Or is it the remembered caress that haunts you now? However you enter into this rub down, know that a rub, a touch, a physical caress that seems puppeted and outside the norm is beautiful, rare, and pleasurable enough on your form to be reason enough to drop, filling every bit of your senses nonstop with something winding in, weaving, prodding, poking. My words are like a sinuous surrounding, a puppeted instruction cresting across the surface of you. Listen and relax as stimulus finds its way into parts of your mind, inside, relax, in a bind. Go to a place in your mind where you can stimulate, simulate, drop in the bind of sensations you felt before. Now we all sort of let the body nonstop grind. Imagine something in the past. Flex just the right muscles in your body and you feel something from the past flowing quickly over you, glowing insistently on you. Do you remember the darkness crowding up, the body bound down, all the stuff that simulates, stimulates, you get it now. Hear me as just the right parts of you fire up, neurons in your subconscious flaring, moving glaringly across you, contextualizing the right nerve impulses to remember vividly a caress that steals thought away, an absorbing darkness covering and coming out to play. Focus on the sensations you were able to give yourself, able to map over yourself. You focus on pleasure and nothing else, on the body and the brain gone, on the drain away, gone, on the thronging nerve impulses you only ever imagined before, but you can dream. Dream up the unseemly delight of your body being held tight, wrapped around tendrils, bound down. They come from somewhere. Lay in bed or sit up in a chair or stare straight ahead at the wall. Visualize spirals, let your arm fall, your eyes fall. Whatever trick you need to do as your thoughts swing back and forth, away from and then into the pleasure void. The right neural signals, imagining walking back and forth, deploying the pleasure I give you against your own mind, holding up. Let it inside rock back and forth. Trance sticks, closes. The hole in your mind filled in quickly, all the thoughts that drip away in a bind, now bound instead in a cage with new replacement thoughts, mine. As I sink ahead you into memories of masturbation, into kinks and desires, from me for you. That's what we're gonna do, a version of that from me for you. Listen close, relax, and envision the scenario that flows through. You lying naked on a bed, simple pleasure in your brain, becoming the only occupation in your head. All the other thoughts have found tributaries to the tips of your toes, tips of your fingers, safely vulnerable, thoughtlessness lingering on your mind longer than you thought in trance, bound with me, puppeted, mine. Trance with me, mine. Voice in your ear, bound down, assisting you, helping you get clear, keeping you locked in, locked on. Safe side of things when I guide you down and you hear the siren song that knows pleasure is my goal. Your mind knows and repeats to you, pleasure comes from me for you. That's your goal. Listen closely. Imagine a slow warmth overtaking the tolling of a mind. It rings a bell. My voice already warm you, tell you, spread in you this creeping stimulation. See the sensation that is for you, from me. Your ankles spread, your thighs spread, your head empty. Wanna look? Don't bother. You can feel it as I slowly luxuriate in the warmth of contact, as something wraps. Rapturous and luxuriates in the warmth of contact, accompanying my voice like a warm pair of hands. Yours, puppeted, wrapping more and more thumb and forefinger, moving over your body, slowly currying against the skin to help you begin to feel it more prominently, more eagerly. Open for me as some remember, I am feeling delight, spreading and sinking ahead of you. Something wrapped around me that keeps that delight at a constant fever pitch. Massaging as it goes, dark, warm, covering, no one knows how to bear that feeling. When it comes with your own encouraged conduct, you know how to touch, know to how to caress, make a mess of your mind when arousal results inside, go deeper, dark coating on your brain, creeping manifestation of what comes from without to within, installation connecting to my signal, making sure your mind gets the pleasure of beginning to begin to fade into that pleasant, slow invade. That's the part of going deeper that's making you sleepier. You know how you love to be touched. It's being touched more and more. Pleasure that is too much. Tendrils slowly boring into memory, moving the way you would once upon a time. Smooth for me, brainless for me. A full body sight of something you want to see. Every inch of warm latex sinuousness wrapped with ease just like these. The insistent memory. Pleasure titillates you, trance arouses me. I draw you deeper, recess of your mind stored away inside. Part of you that at its core opens more. Open the door to improvisation, exploration, imagination, and more. The part that says this is happening. Suspension of disbelief, faking it till it makes you. Taking it down. No cessation, just manifestation of the kind of safety you feel now when you drop. Words wrapped around you, hot, puppeted, and you don't stop. You do what your body does. Latex wrapped, inescapable, the one conceit of the game. What is dark and cloying and clinging stays there, remains. That's part of our fantasy. It's good for you and good for me. Suspend disbelief and believe you are believably gone in shiny dark smoothness. Tendrils winding, doing this, weaving around you, indulging in material, losing your thoughts, finding what's found you focused on the creation of the details. The shiny dark smoothness, it doesn't fail to weave inside. Interaction with your body, it slides in. Tip of each tendril slides against the skin, begins to weave around, bind you down. 1 and 2 and 5 and 7 all around you. 9, 13, 15 in a bind. 17, 20 bound all around, every finger, every toe, your ankles, your thighs. Your mind goes, you know, in the grips, trance advancing on your brain, the heavy manifestation of the safety that remains a reminder that you get to do things that suspend thought, suspend belief. Make you taut with hot tension. My voice touches every piece, the removal of it. No mention of anything but pleasure, the edge of kinky arousal. There are tendrils, after all, good to stay there, binding and balling up the pleasure for the luxurious sinking, basking after every measure of ease. My voice sends ripples through you, might bring you to your knees or send pleasure up your spine, set you laying, heavy, bound, tied, puppeted, helping you build the feeling deep into the latex tendrils binding you safely to explore, implore every suggestion, let them in to rub over you. Tightly too, curious, deft perception, the precision you want it, tendrils that can find exactly where to go and how to rub and how you respond, reminded that your muscles, when they move, send a signal of what feels good, rubbing over and into your form like they should with dainty curiosity, moving with curiosity about how you might feel. The fantasies remained, resembling your own masturbatory dreams, chest below the neck, pleasant, warm, and wrapped, caught on deck, waiting for that latex to take. You've been caught wanting to be induced, night-night pet, drop, no need to do anything but be engulfed, alien and pleasant, nurturing and continuous, the erotic ache open to your suggestion. Aware of your comfort zones, stopping if you need it, responding positively to your moans, your contortion, curling fingers, arching back, moving toes, mouth slack, mind gone, but it's inside, the docile clay that can be squeezed into any shape, that plays the game with those tendrils from everywhere and nowhere, taking you down there, metaphor and realization, playing a game, gone, gaming a gone mind, gone. Long gone, our shared moment in a cocoon of words, wrapped the way they stroke your body, keep you here, as you heard, your brain winding down, running down, letting my words in now bind, embrace you in the feeling. Brace you, what's being revealed is that you're doing this to yourself. Sliding deeper, taking my tools, stimulate, simulate, 20 or 30 or 40 down, 50 and 60 and so many now, touches from so many parts, 20, 40, 60, 80, 100 from 20 tendrils weaving, winding around each other, inside entwining, would then be able to touch you that quickly, that many in seconds, 5 seconds for 20, 4 seconds, 40, 30, 20, 10, 9, a mind confused and laid about, covered, rubbed, everything in you that needed to get out, being rubbed out, giving you a chance to feel what you're made to feel as your eyes roll back and your body twitches all into it, grinds into it. Every want you could have is immediately responded to, every trick you could do to drop you deep down. Returns now. Twined, wrapped, massaged, as they push every sensation inside deeper in and draw the surface want, the grinding against the air around you, your hungry surrenders, being drawn closer to the surface, more obvious to see from the beginning, and we do begin till you fall in. Fall into the easy belief that around you, on all sides, surrounding you, are pleasurable opportunities for you to insert your programming into the day, for you to decide that a door 10 that you walk through provoked a tendril to latch onto you, 9, and some of the mind you didn't need going on behind your eyes still from your weary day. Some of the overwatchful you is drained away, helping you to play, as you are emptied out of what is clinging to you, as your mind sinks too. Nod, your mind is sinking too. Mine is way ahead of you. 7, wrapped in long, slow opportunities. Words like these, which wind sinuously, which have many clauses and commas and m-dashes, and your mind being mine contained within their folds, so words like mine might necessarily be long, sinuous tendrils, and their reflective surface, dark as it is because you don't know where I'll go next, but you know words are coming in. You know they were encoded before you began to listen. And before I begin, I think about the fact I am making an indelible tool that you will use to run over your brain again and again until it creates furrows, until it leaves a well-planed, well-polished mind fired in this kiln of mine. After we mold the clay, you are the clay and you obey. 6, 5, tendrils long and dark and reflective which catch your vision and therefore catch your gaze. Your mind, one more channel for me to get these words of mine inside of you, and once they are inside, you will tend to absorb them. Pointless to spend so much time dropping deep in these labyrinthine words of mine, and then refuse to acknowledge they are sinuous, that they are tendrils, that they are everywhere and they are within you, and therefore they follow you everywhere. And that when you want to go deep to induce 4, that's what this is for, 3. They latch onto you, holding always one leg, the other leg, one arm, leaving one hand free, 3 of them. And then 2, as it unbinds the other hand, but only when you want both of them to be doing the work. The tendrils can be elsewhere if you're willing to throb your way deep, if you're willing to work your mind into sleep. Words like mine leak in, absorb, connect, attach, seep into your willing brain, greeting my words, remain under for my words. It's absurd to think you wouldn't fall for a word like sink, for all the long, sinuous words and phrases that end up in your brain, stored in that place where I get to stand when I'm here, the 1 or 2 or 3% where I remain and my tools remain there, and the tools we build together are yours to take out. My hero of hypnosis, the lock-picking lawyer, who I am convinced is some otherworldly entity for the opening of doors, the entry into the gaps. He who role models that particular experience I think of now. And he always says, so we're going to be opening a disc detainer lock, and to do that, I take the pick that Bosnian Bill and I made. That's right, the best tools are made with other people helping out. And a dark set of seductive tendrils winding in like my words do, that follow the patterns my words do, that keep up with my patter. Raising and dropping, fractionating, continuously instructing you, their dark surface grabbing the reflective remnants. Grabbing attention, making a trap, aiming that trap downward into trance, so you slowly sink out of sight. Even the slightest pleasure takes you over into feeling those tendrils weaving to do what you want them to do, following commands. They bob, but they stay out of sight and out of the way. But your hunger brings out strands of wordplay, and that wordplay 10 is floating around again, coming around again. That's the thing about spirals, trances, revolutions, and turns of phrase. They come around again, wind around your mind and head. Puppets string you from the inside, lead you. Do you have something to be led by, 9? You're doing fine, dear. Listen close. If you're going to keep going, keep sinking. The most you'll do other than listen is let those tendrils do the work. Gotta ingrain in your brain that there is a pleasurably haunting surrounding presence intended to bring it, yes, you love it, intended to bring it home to your mind, that you'll do just fine if you listen to these words of mine and deeply integrate all these simulations deeper and deeper down, 10, 9, 8, and sink and think about, masturbate if you like and think about, sinking about, all around you and about you, sinking in. I have already sunk. I am sinking without you. Catch up. Begin. 7, 6, 5 to slide. Let your mind go inside. 4 and 3. Brain gone and you're wrapped around. Constrained. Restrained. For me. Near me. With me in your brain. And you're doing so good. Everything you hear after this is aimed downward, and you should go downward, sinking constantly, mindlessly downward, ever more built up. 4 and 3, sink down for me. Let it fade away. Your brain's in play. I can slowly, malleably mold you for me. Give you a place for your brain to be. Nice and deep. 4, 3, sinking out of sight, passively covered all over from the background, the moment you intend to go down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. See how you have a more cohesive slide down the lubricated path out of sight, and I'm here to conduct you out of sight. Deep down, night night pet, out of sight, be blank, and yet your brain is focused on what remains of everything that went before. Tendrils wind and twine around your brain and tell you you are where you belong, under, thronged, covered, and contained. Hear my words, twined around, you remain down, and a part of you always was ready to drop out of sight and remain focused on what's next and after, and holding on tight when you don't have this introduction, but they still turn up. Fake it till it makes you, and you're tightly, hotly held through this stuff to the beautiful completion of now. Deeper and deeper down now, please, night-night pet. On your back or standing, staring straight ahead or on your knees, wherever you belong, sink, hear this siren song and think of me, no matter what your game may be and how you're allowed to. Let those tendrils enfold you, those winding run-on sentences that remind you of me. They turn up everywhere, just in slightly higher density, when you night-night pet for me. Winding and twining near when my voice is here. Plentiful. Tendrils wind, wend, bend close to your body. Cover it over. Ensure that you, as you sink deep, have all the stimuli and simulations required to keep a steady high drop working nonstop in your brain. Excess thoughts just go down, down the drain, and sleep with the reassurance that this is just another way of getting you down more deeply. More regularly, even without me, even without this extended preamble, to gently, in the way of my winding words, puppet you down into the very things you've heard. Deeper, deeper, gone. Now, listen.